evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's Friday night, 10/23/2020, 2020 principal. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, I was thinking about this videotape or these emails and these videos that are on and pictures that are on, allegedly, on Hunter Biden's laptop. The ones they're not telling you about, but the ones that some have seen and talked about. Hal Turner, Giuliani's seen them, others, they were reported on various different media, alternative media. The ones about the young girls and the screaming and crying and the bleeding of the young girl while this Hunter Biden allegedly had sex with them, like a torturing kind of a thing on some girls that are maybe 10, 12, 14, or whatever they are. I don't know what they are, but that's what repeatedly they're that, and that the Chinese would then have tapes of this. And here's what, if you read in Revelation, it's the revelation of Jesus Christ, by the way, as told to John of Patmos. So people forget that. But if you go down to chapter 2, and you go to verse 12. Let's go to verse 11. Okay, here's verse 10. Okay, let's see. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, and ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. Now that's interesting, is it not? He that overcometh will not be hurt of the second death, right? So that is something for you to ask the Lord what he means. And to the angel of the church of Pergamos, write, these things saith he which hath the sharp sword with two edges. I know thy works, and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is at. Thou holdest fast my name, and hast not denied my faith, even in those days wherein Antipas, as my faithful martyr, who was slain among you, where Satan dwelleth. But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Baal, or Balaam, or Molech, you see. The doctrine of Baal, Balaam, Balak. Who taught that Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols and commit fornication. So hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which things I hate. Repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. You see, the people used to sacrifice the children to Baal, to the God, you see, and they would sacrifice them and put them into the fire, and then they would eat, okay, eat of the things sacrificed to the idols, which would be the children, and they would commit fornication, you see. So this is what Hunter Biden and maybe his daddy, who likes to grab the young girls from behind and snip their hair and make them feel uncomfortable right on the camera. Creepy Uncle Joe, you see. The spirit of Balaam, you better believe it. The spirit of Molech, Baal, whatever. And the fact is, that this spirit is ongoing and is being unleashed. It is the Luciferian spirit. It is what is coming, you see. It's what's coming and what's already here. It's the same witchcraft spirit that the three witches from West Africa, the Kalors and those, the Marxist-trained founders of the Black Lives Matter organization. See, black lives do matter. White lives matter. Oh, but that's racist. Red lives matter. Yellow lives matter, you see. Italian lives, Irish lives, Native American lives. Matter. Because we are all children of the Lord. However, it is at this time in particular, you have to be paying attention as to who you're going to worship. You're going to worship Lucifer the Lightbringer, you see? So they say. Or are you going to worship Lord Jesus, the only begotten Son of our Father in heaven? And let me tell you something. Here's the marvelous gift that he tells you about. If you go to John chapter 14, and oh, they say, oh, Hawk's doing the Bible thing again. You better believe it, because there is power in the blood of Jesus. And if you do not know him, if you do not know him and have him in your heart as your Savior, then you may not make it through what is about to come, except for his grace, or our Father in heaven's grace held out for you. Jesus saith unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me has seen the Father. How sayest thou then, show us the Father? Doubting Thomas, you see. Believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? That the words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Now you have to look at the syntax or how a sentence is constructed. And it's very interesting. If you do not understand that passage, you don't understand the gift that Lord Jesus is telling you about. He that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. Okay, he's talking about the he that believeth on me. He's saying, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, he shall do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. His name is Jesus. And if ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. And I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. And at that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He, now listen to this, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that shall loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. You want to see Lord Jesus? You go to John 14. You read it all the way through, and you read it to your children. Now, last night, it was very interesting watching the debate. And some have already noticed this, but I'm going to bring it out because it dawned on me immediately because I remembered the particular situation. In the old days, we used to listen for what Obama, the code words he would do would then unleash operations to be done by alleged terrorist groups or operations that would be done by Antifa or Black Lives Matter. Those kind of things. And you see, Trump is right when he talks about the first time he heard of Black Lives Matter was in Detroit when it was pigs in a blanket, fry 'em like bacon. Remember that? And all I'm telling you is that they're already starting to look at all of the places in this different cities. In this area here, they've been giving out these letters, you know, you better have your insurance up because we're going to burn you out. Well, let me tell you something. You'd better be ready to go. But what was it that Biden said last night? He repeated the phrase twice. So we're going to have a dark winter. We're going to have a dark winter. Well, Operation Dark Winter was the code name, ladies and gentlemen, for a senior-level bioterrorist attack simulation conducted June 22nd to 23rd in 2001. It was designed to carry out a mock version of a covert and widespread smallpox attack on the United States. And guess who? You know, the people that count up all the COVID cases and give you all the information and where a lot of people were you know, Fauci and all these people would get their information from, and they were running all the stuff. Well, Tara O'Toole and Thomas Inglesby of the Johns Hopkins Center for Civilian Biodefense Strategies and the Center for Strategic and International Studies, which incidentally, remember I said that old Mickey Lapua sent me the tape of a guy named Vox, V-O-X, back in 2014, that he was talking about the Rockefeller report on international studies, I believe. What was it called? Let's see. Which were scenarios for future international development, page 17 to 2012, where they're talking about the a pandemic and lockstep and all that kind of stuff. So in 2001, Centers for Strategic and International Studies, you see, same kind of language. Randy Larson and Mark DeMeyer of Analytic Services were the principal designers, authors, and controllers of the Dark Winter Project. It was focused on evaluating the inadequacies of a national emergency response during the use of biological weapon against the American populace. The exercise was solely intended to establish preventative measures and response strategies by increasing governmental and public awareness of the magnitude and potential of such a threat of biological weapons. Dark Winter's simulated scenario involved an individual localized smallpox attack in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, with additional smallpox attacks cases in Georgia and Pennsylvania, and was then designed to spiral out of control. And this would create a contingency in which the National Security Council struggles to determine both the origin of the attack as well as deal with the containing the spread of the virus. By not being able to keep pace with the disease's rate of spread, a new catastrophic contingency emerges in which massive civilian casualties would overwhelm America's emergency response capabilities. The disastrous contingencies that would result in the massive loss of civilian life were used to exploit the weakness of the U.S. healthcare infrastructure and its inability to handle such a threat. The contingencies were also meant to address the widespread panic that would emerge and result in mass societal breakdown and mob violence. Exploits would also include the many difficulties that the media would be facing when providing American citizens with necessary information regarding safety procedures. Like when Fauci says, you don't need to wear a mask, don't wear a mask, it won't help you. And then now it's all, if you don't wear your mask and social distance and wash your hands 73 times every 5 minutes, then you're not going to be safe. Oh, but hydroxychloroquine and a Z-Pack and some zinc and vitamin D3, you take that. Well, that doesn't work, except it saved thousands of people all over the world. And if you really want to do something, look for a doctor who will give you a prescription for that and get it filled, and you might think about it as a prescription that your doctor could tell you to take prophylactically. Some people get it prescribed because they have rheumatoid arthritis or perhaps a lupus. But this operation, you got to go up to Wikipedia and look up Operation Dark Winter. Start to read it. Dark Winter revealed that major fault lines exist between different levels of government, federal, state, and local, between government and private sector, among different institutions. So what's going to happen here? Biden is calling out Operation Dark Winter. He's calling out Dark Winter to give a perhaps, possibly, allegedly give a go-ahead to release another strain of a virus, or perhaps, maybe, may the Lord stop this if this is happening, to release, perhaps with the Red Chinese, or you know who has kept, besides the United States allegedly kept smallpox, the Russians kept smallpox. So is it going to be Operation Dark Winter? Is it going to be the Chinese or the Russians? That just like Viktor Suvorov talked about the Spetsnaz First World War, were the overture, right? The terrorist acts carried out in the overture would require very few people, very few weapons, and little equipment. And in some cases, all that may be needed is one man who has nothing more than a screwdriver or a box of matches or a glass ampoule. Some of the operations can have catastrophic consequences. For example, an epidemic of infectious disease at 7 of the most important naval bases in the West could have the effect of cutting in half the combined naval might of the Soviet Union or the Russians' enemies. The overture could last from several weeks to several months, gradually gathering force and embracing fresh regions, you see. Well, if you're releasing a disease, the Russians still have smallpox, as does the United States. You know, all the bioweapons lab people got it. And even a few years ago, they even shipped some through the mail that got lost. Remember that? And then somebody found it on the back shelf of a research facility somewhere where they're looking in the lab there, and they're looking, they found a bottle on the back shelf, and it was dadgum smallpox. See, I remember all these little details, and I put the stuff together or tried to let you know, but I think that Biden called the operation out, Operation Dark Winter, to come to pass if they're going to release a smallpox, which I would also point out that certain Iraqi cells that were taught bioweapons chemistry and stuff, allegedly in Ohio universities, Ohio State universities back years ago when we were fighting the Gulf War against Saddam, that if you recall, there was a plot allegedly, or allegedly as far as I heard, but let's just say allegedly a plot to where a woman came in with the virus, with the smallpox type virus, and then she went to allegedly to Ames, Iowa, to Iowa City, or to Iowa State, Ames, Iowa, right? And that they were in the biochemistry lab, and that there was a cell of about these Iraqi jihadi types that were bioweapon and chemistry researchers, and I think there is a veterinary clinic up there, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that they had a stainless steel container, and they reconstituted, using her knowledge and the virus that she brought in, and they replicated that greatly and put it into a container that had a nozzle or whatever that could be opened and released, and that they were going to allegedly, and incidentally, elements of the U.S. Special Operations, probably the MMV, although I didn't know that at the time, it probably was, they were able to capture this woman who gave up, or a woman who was one of these black widows bringing in the stuff, who gave up the cells, and they took her out to a facility outside of town that was an old factory, and they made sure that they got the information from her, and she gave it up eventually. And then they went to various apartment buildings in Ames, Iowa, various student housing and apartments and homes, and arrested the whole cell. And they found the big stainless steel container, and the plot was they were going to put it in a car, drive it down to Ames, down I-29 and on to I-35, go through Kansas City and all of that, and they were going to spray, in this particular case, either smallpox or anthrax spores up in the air. Seems like it was going to be smallpox or anthrax. Anyway, a bioweapon, and they were going to spray it all the way down from Ames, all the way down to Kansas City, and keep going on I-35 and spread it in the air to all the towns, all the cities, the rest stops, all the different places along the highway. And that they were caught before they were able to put that into effect. So it did the former Vice President of the United States, did he invoke dark winter? Did he invoke Operation Dark Winter? And did he invoke it for real? And President Trump should know about that, and he may not know the reference to it. Because all of this is coming right out of the Luciferian Illuminati playbook. It's coming right out. We told you last night. Told you about that Vox guy in 2014. I told you about the movie Barbed Wire from, I think it was the late 90s or whatever, where they were talking about a civil war in the United States at the beginning of the movie in 2017, and that the bad guys were called the Congressional Directorate. Congressional Directorate. Well, Pelochip and AOC and all the Ilhan Omar and all the EIEIOs could start wearing Nazi uniforms. And that originally the Civil War started because somewhere near Topeka, Kansas, allegedly in this movie, Barbed Wire, there was an HIV derivative bioweapon. Oh, well, doesn't this COVID, this novel coronavirus 2, COVID-19. Doesn't it have an HIV derivative, a part of the chemistry or the genetics of it? You better believe it. It was grafted onto the bat deal. And in this movie, it was called Red Ribbon. So I'm telling you, I think that Biden may have given the order or called for the order to be given. And incidentally, President Trump is doing a thing in Pensacola tonight. Well, the Loon Balloon was right over Pensacola last night. We talked about it the other day, last week on Friday night, and I said it was over Pensacola. I talked about it Thursday night a week ago, and they moved it then up into Georgia. Well, it's over there to look at the Pensacola Naval Air Station to oversee all that stuff, Eglin, Apalachicola, all the different military bases, Kings Island, all the different stuff. They can see it because they're up closer to 80,000 feet. They're above 70,000 feet. Now I'm going to tell you, they better take a look, and you better send some boys up out of Pensacola Air Base there, and you better go up and take that Google balloon out of the sky, because these Google balloons allegedly are launched by a Chinese corporation, allegedly, and the Chinese are using them allegedly as their command and control, and also they have portable electromagnetic weapons that might be able to interfere with a certain aircraft that may be going over there tonight or into that area for a rally. And then there's still one out in the Gulf, and then another one over there by Puerto Rico, no doubt watching our Puerto Rican above top secret under the seawater base, and then others on down closer going towards Venezuela. Because you see, Cuba, Venezuela, they have Russian and they have Chinese assets further down too, submarines, etc., and ships. And while the United States is doing C-5As in the North Island, thanks to Captain Cape for the report, by the way, all of that, verified by two or three other people. God bless you. Good report. C-5s coming into Coronado, into the Naval Air Station, North Island. And he said there's about three of them this week. And when generally that happens, those then go and we're getting ready to go to war or have a conflict overseas. So if they're getting ready to do Taiwan, the Chinese, they're going to draw us into it. But you see, the United States cannot fight, or has up until recently not been able to fight in more than one theater anymore. Maybe two, but certainly not three or four. And when Brother Quayle had me on as a guest back in 2004, before I went on the radio, he put me up on the radio, one of his nights that he had. And he said, Hawk, he said, you and I talk about this, and you email me what's going on, what you think is going to happen based on, the Bible and different things, Ezekiel 38, 39, and other items. And so we went around how, he said, how would that work around the world? And he and I basically discussed every hotspot that would happen, including the China versus India, China and Pakistan versus India, that battle and others that would take place, Venezuela was also one of the ones. And if you recall, it was old Hawk on this show years ago that talked about that little island off the coast of Venezuela that was the presidential island, La Orquillos, the island of the orchids. And I said, hey, you better believe There's a Nazi, old Nazi submarine bed underneath that island. And that probably comes right up there into the island there. And you know, back then, an old P-3 Orion, or one of the different type of our spy aircraft, just drifted into Venezuelan airspace, they say. United States, you have drifted into Venezuelan airspace over La Orquilla. Do you need some assistance from Venezuelan aircraft to assist you back to show you the way back to international airspace? Well, you see, they listened to old Hawk back then. And they hopefully are still listening to him now. So if you're up over there and somebody ought to get some jets up and go look and looky see who's up about somewhere between 65,000 and 80,000 feet in a Google balloon, which is not some little weather balloon. It is a 30-foot long platform with every kind of antenna for backing up all kind of signal intelligence, or to communicate with forces on the ground, or to take cameras and pictures of any kind of thing from up there and to overlook a vast area from, you know, line of sight. High up at the edge of space, you can see a lot. And also with solar energy to drive and an ion drive to move it around and to keep it stationary kind of in an area. And also that it has portable electromagnetic weaponry on that platforms. If they can interrupt a particular avionics or something, like a jet coming out of somewhere, then be advised that they can do it. But maybe you ought to send somebody up, pretty high up, take a look at it, and then just try one of your surface-to-air missiles and see how they work, you know what I mean? And take out the Google, the Red Chinese command and control alleged balloon allegedly launched, allegedly for allegedly Google, so they can help poor kids with their Wi-Fi availability, right? Bull crap. So they don't like me talking about Mimic. And Mimic has been wiped out. There's a whole big white screen all over it. I just looked at it before coming up. But if you change the duration of the time frame to 120 hours instead of the last 24 hours, you will see the massive scalar warfare ongoing inside the United States, outgoing and incoming from all over around the planet. We're shooting stuff out to China. They're popping stuff in to try to create quakes and weather systems. The operation out of the Arctic with Putin and all those people up there at the secret Russian base in the Arctic. The Alaskan quakes, then the repetition of other quakes in Russia. Quakes other places, the weather systems dropping unseasonably early snow on certain latitudes. So after President Trump went after Biden on the Chinese thing and on the Hunter Biden laptop information, and now it's also coming from Bobulinski, who is a business partner, who he tried to have get him to give $5 million up right away so he could have a lot of money for right up front on another deal. And he told Hunter that he was not a personal piggy bank. But isn't it interesting? He was supposed to. Bobulinski, who did a press conference live right before the debate last night, who has his phones He has all of his, emails, all of his stuff, text messages, instant messenger, all the WhatsApp, messages, all of that. And he was going to give testimony before Congress in the Congressional Committee or the Senate Committee. Senator, what was it, Johnson? And also Senator Grassley? And then lo and behold, the FBI, who's had Hunter's, allegedly had Hunter's laptop since last December, the laptop that allegedly has him having sex with an underage girl who is screaming repeatedly and bleeding while he's doing it. Of course, that doesn't mean anything to you. Because all you guys probably at the top of the FBI, you were probably right in there with old Epstein, and Slick Willie, and Hillary and the Adrenochrome crowd. All I know is this, the top of the FBI and the DOJ, they are the crooks, they're the corrupt ones, they're the ones, don't ever cooperate with them. It would be better to go to heaven than to give up anything to these dadgum Luciferian piece of scum who tried to do and are still trying to do a coup d'etat against President Trump and are interfering in the second election to try to prevent him from winning it. I see Hong Kong now has got another potentially deadly superbug that they say could have spread. Let me see this. Hospital story says there have been 136 cases of a fungal infection. Fungal infection. Candida auris so far this year compared to 20 in the whole of 2019. Patients have between a 30 and 60% chance of dying if infected by the bug, which targets oral cavity, the digestive tract, skin, and the vagina. Okay? And this is now in Hong Kong. Is this going to be Biden's dark winter? Or some derivative thereof? Is it going to be Vox's talk about a Rockefeller scenario of a pandemic, or Bill Gates's last year, what is Operation 210 or 201, pandemic, New World Order, Luciferian, Illuminati scumbag, kill about 90% of the planet off to try to steal the souls to bring Lucifer onto this planet as the Antichrist, in a counterfeit and fakery of our Lord Jesus' role as the Messiah. Did Operation Dark Winter, that Biden just called for, did he give the order? Or did he tell Obama to give the order? I don't know. But I will say this. It is not going to be your average situation from here on out. Brother Quayle, remember a year ago in October when he had the big meeting down in Branson? He said nothing, the Lord had told him, after this, nothing will ever be the same. And then now he's just had the live streaming, which you can still go up to stevequayle.com, and you can log on to obtain ability to watch video on demand, or you can order the DVDs from that live streaming, The Final Warning. And you should take to heed what was said. Now, Biden's going to want to take your guns, but they'll tell you now, like he said it. I mean, I've seen him at least three times say he was going to stop fracking and get rid of the oil thing, including the fourth time last night. But now today again, Kamala Harris, who was all for removing all the oil and fracking and everything, she's saying, oh, Joe is not against fracking. Yeah, they are. They want to get rid of the oil and natural gas under some delusion of a climate change. But all of that is about controlling you. All that is about controlling you and putting you under the thumb. Putting you under the thumb. So I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, when exactly or what's going to happen. Is it going to be the election day, the night before, the day after? What is it based upon? Whether Trump wins or Trump loses. But either way it's going to go, the final warning comes to mind, and I'm going to tell you what. Put on the full armor of God. And then I'm going to tell you what. Put on your own body armor. Your own PASGAT helmet. Or steel pot or whatever you got. Load your magazines. Clean your weapons. Get your pistols and your hideout pistol and your rifle and all the stuff you got. Your K-bar knife, your machetes, whatever it is you got. Your Paul Chen katana. All the different ways you're going to be able to fight. And you be ready to get ready in about 2 to 3 minutes. Be the minute man. All right, and be ready to go with a small fighting load where you can have some extra supplies and maybe 7 to 10 MREs in there or other pouch meals or that kind of stuff. With the butt pack and the backpack, the short backpack, a fighting load to survive 7 to 10 days in the field. Now, I'm going to tell you, you don't want to go into their Luciferian night without a fight. You want to keep old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do. While we still got a little bit of time, I hope you, any little bit would be most helpful and most needed. Easiest is Federal Reserve note. A little bit of silver, ounce of silver. Ounce of gold, whatever it might be, or a check, send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208, may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. I would also tell you, you can go to stevequayle.com, or you can call him at 406-586-4840. You can order those tapes. You can take advantage of the special Steve's got on the book. Buy two of Steve's books, you get the third one free. Get the books as well because you want to show them to your children. And if at some point here very quickly, you're going to see the power grid off, the power grid down. I talked to Brother Quayle about that early in the AM at the old dark 30 this morning. And Steve is up on the watch. Let me tell you, I'm up on the watch. And then you sleep 15 minutes here and 15 minutes there and an hour over here, an hour on the side, you know? And Brother Quayle and I were talking about it, and I said, did you see the big portal that appeared over Kansas, over Hutchinson, Kansas. I said, it's interesting is that portal up in the sky, sitting right there, and then right underneath that at Hutchinson is this vast underground salt mine. There's various places to enter it from the downtown and various areas, but a huge underground salt mine, and they store all kind of emergency supplies, state of Kansas and the feds do down in there. And then allegedly Greg Evenson was telling me years ago, and I know Greg, brother Greg, I know you're ready to jump on down. You got your jump boots ready. And if I'm not saying you're an archangel, buddy, but I know that you'll sneak in with the group and you'll come down with the vanguard. Pop the chute at about 1,000 feet after a halo jump, high altitude, low opening. You better believe it. But Brother Greg said that they were trying to prepare by even putting some of the transformers and the big electric substation-type transformers and equipment in that salt mine, that to reconstitute perhaps the web, or excuse me, the grid, the power grid, after it got knocked out. So it could be knocked out by cyber, by nailing convention with conventional weapons or explosives, 9 to 11 of the top key crucial power substations across the United States simultaneously, that would take the grid down, or the EMP, electromagnetic pulse nuke over, say, Nebraska. That takes out the power grid and also would destroy most of the computers in your home, radios, anything electronic, and your cars. Your cars would be like on I-40 or I-70 or I-35 or I-5 or wherever it might be. I-90 would turn it into a parking lot. I-80 be a parking lot. And you can look at that, William R. Forstchen, F-O-R-S-T-C-H-E-N, his book, 1 Second After. That is a possibility. That does not mean that all the life, that all of the buildings are destroyed. We're just talking about one to knock the grid out from over above. They also could hit the United States with neutron bombs, neutron weapons. Kill the people and leave the infrastructure. Leave the land and the infrastructure, but kill the people with the radiation. Well, you got to learn about neutron radiation, how to defend against that as well. Crescent Carnies, how to survive a nuclear war. That's a good one. Crescent Carney. That's up on the web. Crescent Carney. K-E-A-R-N-E-Y-S. Crescent C-R-E-S-S-O-N, Crescent Carnies, How to Survive Nuclear War. You can get a download of that, and you can print it out. It's a long thing, but you can print it out, get you a ream or two of paper, print it all out. You'd have it on paper. Or you can look at Holly Dale's Dare to Prepare, or some of the other books, like No Such Thing as Doomsday. No Such Thing as Doomsday tells you a lot about that, by Philip Hogue and his wife. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is the time at the last hours to prepare, perhaps. And I pray that it would be just an election of Trump and that it would be all accepted and we would go into a nice new thing and see the stuff come back. And a true therapeutics and stuff and vaccines for who wants to take them. I'm not interested in it because I don't want to take Bill Gates's specialized delivery system that turns the gel that's in the vaccine needles that turns that in your body into a microchip or into a chip that would allow you to be controlled or to be pulsed and to change your DNA. But one thing is, if Biden gets in, they're going to come for your guns. They're going to raise your taxes up through the roof. And you know who's going to get the taxes raised? Say, well, $400,000. Well, the guy that's got a grocery store on the corner, or the who's a sole proprietor, or a partnership, you know, where they're not a corporation. You could have a sole proprietor of a restaurant that brings in $400,000 a year in revenue. Say they bring in a couple million after expenses, then they still make $500,000 or $700,000 or something, which they then would report as personal income in some cases. Well, you'd lose 62% of that in a heartbeat. Particularly if you were at a restaurant in New York, 50 cent, 60, 62% for New York or California, where you'd have the combined federal, state, and local taxes. They're going to strip it all out. Probably try to lock it all down again. Science. Science. Well, I'll tell you what, the witchcraft and the voodoo stuff and all that, some of the practitioners of that from the islands in the Caribbean, you see, from the islands where they work the roots and they work the this and that, St. John the Conqueror root and all that kind of voodoo crap and the black magic out of West Africa, all that stuff. That is sometimes called the science. The practitioners do the science. It's about like the seance or some kind of stuff. It's about like Luciferian pipe dream mixed with Marxism. So you got Luciferian demon commie rats. There's not going to be a stimulus prior to the holiday or prior to the election, that's for sure. This is all-out warfare in the United States already. All that's remaining is for having more repetition of the street violence that Antifa and BLM has already been involved. With the added element of going after anybody who's a Trump supporter. And keep a watch out there. You're going to see, in some venues, you're going to see the little postcard things out in the yards that are like an ivory-colored, say a 12 by 10 paperboard card with two... like wires on each end where you can put it into the ground, like a sign. It has the black heart on it, and at the upper left-hand corner of the black heart is a little sliver of white in there. That means that's a white ally who's paid money to get these black hearts to identify their property, you see, as one that the Black Lives Matter people should not come to burn or to attack when they come into the suburbs. When they come into the rural areas or the small towns, I can see them within the block of where I live. And many of them are coming out of a Presbyterian church that I was told just happens to have a new member locally who is this woman from West Africa who's into Black Lives Matter, and she's got everybody enamored about that. And she, for a donation, she gives you these, and then they'll identify you as a white ally of the black heart. All of these symbols, all of this stuff at the street level, it sure didn't help anybody up there in Wakawusa or whatever in Wisconsin, where the people had a sign in the window said, "We love Black Lives Matter," and Black Lives Matter attacked their house, put ruts in the front yard with their dirt bikes, spray painted, letters 8 feet high on their white siding of their house, said Black Lives Matter, and busted out their windows. Well, that's the people that they're for. So they attacked them. So you need to keep a vigil, need to have somebody watching at night. If you got the ding-dong cameras or the Dakota alarms, the driveway alarms, that kind of stuff, where they ring a buzzer or a bell in your, in your house whenever somebody passes by, the electric eye. Then you better be on it, or you have somebody up late at night in your family to watch. Put everybody on a 4-hour watch, Tell them you're looking for icebergs. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to go out tonight, tomorrow, prepare. Get more food, more ammunition if you can find it. If you do not have a firearm, then acquire one. If you cannot afford to buy one, see if your uncle or your grandpa or your neighbor down the street who you know has got 150 guns or something, See if they'll lend you a 22 long rifle. Rifle or 22 long rifle pistol even. See if they'll lend you a pump shotgun, a 12 or 20 gauge or even a 410, whatever it might be. And then acquire ammunition. Don't go into their loose period knife out of fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your home, property, bill of rights, mighty men and women of valor. Use your high technology strike blows against the loose period. Strike them tonight. Take these goofy balloons out of the red Chinese lid. Man, so like the upcoming war out. Red Dick Creek, I know you're Red Dick, but Jesus, our Father in heaven. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.